Which one's Ari again? The tall one?
Shut up. You've known all of these people for years, Nick.
Have I? I don't know anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm. She's transcended knowing anyone.
You know, it's funny. I kind of thought that, like, being funny was dependent on not being around people. And, like, you know, you just become more... Your ability to socialize breaks further. And it makes you better at jokes.
Right.
But now it might be that you do require interacting with other people.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like right. I'm forgetting the English language.
Oh, I've become so dumb.
I'm at the point now where I can, like, barely communicate. Like, I just won't speak to anyone for 3 days. My mom will call me and be like, how's it been? I'll be like, me have the breakfast? I went outside, you go in, there's clouds there. What? How are you?
I know, dude.
Yeah.
I know, bro.
I've been forgetting really easy words.
Like what?
Like, I don't know.
Uncle all the safe words. What are the... Just,
what?
He's forgotten the safe, like, safe words while he's getting fucked in the ass. He's,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uncle.
Right.
Or,
yes.
You know, sesame or whatever.
Really scary. I couldn't even look at that.
You could be wearing that and having sex.
Yeah, we could. Nick, you're upset?
Yeah, I'm just trying. I can't fucking think. Mm. I can't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no change in life. I think that's the problem. The problem is there's nothing.
You can either go read fucking bad news or do nothing. I mean, it would be okay if I just could, like, shut off and be fucking comatose, but there's, like, zero fucking inputs. There's nothing to fucking talk about. There's none of the distractions work. They're all bullshit. I don't want to watch any more fucking movies.
You haven't watched a single movie, bro.
I've watched Hero, like, 15 times in a row. I try to watch something. I watch maybe 10 minutes of a fucking movie, and I just can't. I just turn it off. Make another fucking coffee, pace around my apartment. I don't know what the fuck to do. You know, I mean, it's like I don't.
You do handstand push-ups. That's pretty good for you.
Sure. I just, like, I can't. I need, like, something else has to fucking happen. You know what I mean? It's just this
Absolutely.
Fucking bullshit over and over again.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. We got to open carry.
At a certain point,
stand outside de Blasio's office.
At a certain point, it becomes a matter of creative necessity for everyone to become COVID denialists. I'm in it.
That's true.
It's like, what the fuck? You can't do your job as somebody that has to fill an hour of time unless you're saying this thing's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could just watch Twister. We could talk about who's Bill Paxton.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds great. Yeah, just fucking not only super interesting, but definitely not extremely well-tread territory. No one has ever... thought that maybe Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman might be the same guy. I wonder what similarities they have, other than they're both named Bill and they're fucking, like, bisyllabic last names that start with P. I mean, it's like...
Yeah. Both actors, too.
Yeah.
Yep. White guys, brown hair.
They're both white guys.
Yeah. I just need something else to happen. And I lost my keys, but then I found them. And that's the most exciting thing that's happened this month.
Yeah.
You know?
We need, like, a war or something.
We don't need a war.
We need them
to try to do a war, and then you'd have something else to fucking talk about. I mean, they would do a war anyways. Can't stop them.
Yeah.
This shit sucks. This shit, it sucks. I hate this.
I'm with you.
I hate it, bro.
You could start cooking, but you're not eating.
I am eating. I do cook. No, I'm tired. I'm furious. I'm like, if I try to think about anything, it's just, oh, right, I'm fucking furious. I'm angry. This shit sucks. I don't know what to do. And it's like, okay, well, I guess I can just turn my brain back off.
Welcome. Welcome to the team. Brain thinking.
I mean, that would be fine if we didn't have, like, a responsibility to, like...
An audience.
Just say something. Just say anything. I mean, like, when it gets to the point of, like... Okay, well, if I can just fill an hour. And it's like, but now I can't even do that. I can't even fill an hour with bullshit conversation.
Damn.
Yeah.
Feels like it's out of the fucking Clinton playbook, you know what I'm saying? Some Epstein style
shit. I'm at the point now where I don't think that anyone has ever committed suicide ever. I think David Carradine was murdered. I think Robin Williams was murdered.
No, he was jacking off.
He was murdered from jacking off.
That's it. Those are the only things that happened. Either people were masturbating or they were killed by the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only two options. The whole concept of suicide is just, it's mostly an abstraction.
Top ER doctor who treated virus patients dies by suicide, according to the NewYorkTimes.com.
Mm-hmm.
A top emergency room doctor at Manhattan Police and at Manhattan Hospital that treated many coronavirus patients died by suicide Sunday.
Just listening to Stop try to read.
Police said.
Yeah.
Damn. It's a half gallon. I got to stay hydrated. I drink two of these a day.
Very biological.
Nothing wrong with that.
You drink two of them a day?
I try to.
Your skin looks nice. I think it's from drinking all that water.
Thank you.
Why are you shaking your head, Nick?
I'm just so disappointed with my inability to have any kind of thought.
Listen.
All right. You should do cocaine, man.
I know. I really should just start doing cocaine.
Still delivering?
I have no idea.
In New York?
I have no idea. But I don't know how to... You know,
or maybe a different drug that's designed to make your brain work.
Like what?
I don't know. Some a doctor would prescribe.
No, because it's not. What do you go? I go to a doctor and say, "Hey, I'm in quarantine and I'm having trouble like harnessing my natural erratic thought patterns, and I need to maximize them in a certain way."
Mm-hmm.
I need help making my thinking more disordered, so that I can do my fake job.
Yeah. No, I was just saying you should take your regular pills again.
They don't help.
It's just a thought, man.
Yeah. Well, you want you take your thoughts and bring them right to the Chinese buffet. Meet me there. That's what I need. That's the answer. I need a day out at Chinese fucking buffet. I need to be able to live my goddamn life the way I did.
I agree.
And it's not even like, you know, like all these protesters think they're protesting for freedom or whatever. It's like, it's not even like a fucking, these are like basic human needs, and it's not even a matter of protest. It's like eventually you're just going to like bash your head against a fucking wall.
Yeah.
I don't know what to fucking do.
Baby want pussy.
What time is it?
It's 4:30 or 1:30 your time, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn, I should get into making fireworks in my apartment. I think that's the answer.
Why not?
You know?
Put in a big fertilizer order, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Just practicing Chinese, learning how to make fireworks.
Yeah.
God damn, it's so funny that we would have already been and come back from Australia by now.
Yeah. And that'll never happen again. There won't be an Australia.
Australia is going feral.
Yeah.
Kangaroos on surfboards are overrunning everything.
Fuck.
Are they fucked over there?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like I can't pay attention to this shit because the only thing I can do is like get upset. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
I'm
sucks.
With you, mate.
Everything fucking sucks. It just fucking sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah, I can't even be like, oh, come on. It
you
sucks
can.
Dick. I hate
you're,
it.
You're a fucking
I
liar.
I
want to
kill myself.
It's fucking awful. It's just fucking awful. And it's like, you know, everybody already wanted to kill themselves. You know, it's like the feeling, the overwhelming feeling is like, it's too late. You missed your chance to kill yourself.
Right. Now
right.
It would have been
if you
the
kill
time.
Yourself now, there's no you, no one's gonna be sad.
You already
I think someone pointed out that Prince died right before Trump got elected in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been an awesome time to get fucked, just kill yourself on drugs, dude.
Yeah.
You ever know how fucking gay the world gets?
Yeah. I mean
that would have rocked.
Also you kill yourself now, it's like fucking those EMTs are probably busy, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
They got to come scoop your brain off, like, your PlayStation or whatever.
It's rude. It's rude
it's,
to kill
it's
yourself.
Rude.
It's
it
rude,
rude
to kill yourself right now. That's the only reason you can't do it. You could have done it weeks ago. Now you're just like, well.
Early March, baby. That was the end.
Let
that
me
was
see
the last
if,
time you could have.
Yeah, let me see if quarantine ends. And then, yeah, you know, fuck.
Fuck, dude. Life is gay.
Did you eat any
Life
Easter candy? Did you get any Easter candy to eat?
Didn't get any Easter candy.
Oh, that's a shame.
Fuck, I just remembered that.
It's a shame. Fuck.
I didn't get any fucking tsureki, the Greek Easter bread. You know how good it is to eat fucking chocolate with tsureki? So good.
I have no idea. I've never had it. Maybe when this ends.
Fuck!
Yeah. Do you know what the funniest part, too, is about, like, doing it? Because everybody's doing it. Everybody in the world is like, after this, it's like the whole kind of, like, premise of all that Glenn Beck, like, 9-12 movement bullshit is that, like, oh, you're supposed to have some appreciation for things when this ends, you know?
None.
It'll
take 35 seconds.
The media will be, you know what? It's funny because it's like it started and my dad's, like, FaceTiming with me and shit, which we've never done. And it took, like, we FaceTimed one time. And now he's back to just blowing off my text messages for weeks on end. Does not respond to me. Won't pick up the phone. He's like, you know, he's like, well, I miss you. It'd be nice if, you know, like we could see you. But, you know, obviously that's not like an option or whatever. Now it's just fucking radio silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the lab, dude.
Yeah.
He's in the lab taking advantage of his time.
No, he's not. He's not doing
anything. I know.
He's just fucking, he's doing the same thing everyone else is doing is nothing. And I keep seeing that shit on Instagram as people being like, use this time to work on yourself.
I hate
and it's
that.
Like, yeah. You're not doing that. You just made that stupid fucking picture and then you're going back to eating oranges or whatever you're doing all day.
Yeah.
It's like,
nah, that's the other thing. The thing to be productive when everything, you're worried that the world might disappear.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. It's hard to do anything.
It's also, you were probably already productive. You're just not talented. I mean, it's like, for the most people I know, their hang up isn't that they're not productive. They're very productive.
Right.
It's just they produce nothing but dog shit. It's that the majority of your production fucking sucks.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
If the time is actually worse, it becomes, it allows you to realize that you've got the time and you are dog shit.
Yeah.
There's probably some people actually putting in the work right now that are like, oh,
yeah,
I sucked it.
You're fucking terrible. The real work to be done is coming to terms with that fact that maybe like a life dedicated to yourself was not the fucking answer. And now that you're locked alone and isolated, you have to find like some kind of meaning in mindfulness or something small or immediate or like fucking doing the dishes or like some other sustainable aspect other than just like pointing at yourself all fucking day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. You know, costume changes. I mean, I'm enjoying that. To be honest, I mean, I think I might if I, you know, maybe I should just buy a couple more costumes.
Yeah, you need a crown to go over that.
A crown would be cool. I was thinking, you know, maybe get into cosplay. You know, and that's the thing. It's like right back to like your just brain just goes, well, no, I guess I'll just continue to distract myself. I'll try to think about anything else, waste more money. And
I'm on team distract yourself.
Yeah.
Get through it one way or the other.
And it goes on for so long that it's like, you know, it's like people are like, oh, well, the world will get so bad that won't, like, people have this idea that it'll inspire people to action or whatever. There'll be some kind of revolution or something. But you become so worn out and drained and like,
and tired
and numb that really there's nothing, there's nothing to even rebel again. I mean, it's just like you don't care. I mean, you just shut off. Like, what would be the motivation to do anything?
I don't know. Not dying, or I guess, for some people.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, literally, who cares? That's the right answer.
Yeah.
It sucks, dude. I'm not talking about what's going on here, but it's not an ideal situation.
Yeah, going to Lowe's, coming back.
Going to Lowe's.
There's
a lot of difficult things.
Accidentally
happening.
going to the straight guy Lowe's when you should have gone to the gay guy Lowe's.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
No, it wasn't. It was nothing was funny.
Yeah, it's a good note. Yeah. If nothing was funny, and it's over now, everyone.